Each day around the world, thousands of Southeast Asians pick up their telephones to listen to the radio. They tune in to one of at least 20 different teleconferences that broadcast like regular radio stations. But instead of flipping a switch to pick up the signal, they make a call.
Please hold to be placed into the conference.
A woman in California sings to hundreds of people on one teleconference line. The song encourages youth to keep Hmong culture alive. Xia Wang listens in her living room in Washington State. She's middle-aged, and like many Hmong people, war has scattered her family all over the world.
My family didn't go everywhere.
My family went everywhere on Earth. I have three brothers. They live in Australia. I haven't seen them in 30 years. My older sister lives in California. One sister lives in Laos, my country.
When Wang arrived in the United States, it was easy for her to feel isolated.
I came to the United States and married my husband in 1986. I didn't know how to speak English. I didn't know how to drive. It was very, very hard for me.
That's where the teleconferences come in. One of the purposes is to connect isolated Hmong people, especially people like Wang, who never got to go to school or learn to use computers. Washington State has a small Hmong community, but when Wang calls into a teleconference line, she can connect to a much bigger group. Ching Yong is one of the founders of a teleconference line called Longcheng Radio. He explains that the station offers 24-hour-a-day programming with different shows featuring music, ghost stories, economic news, and more. Yang estimates 3,500 people call to listen to Longcheng Radio every day. The nightly news is the station's most popular show. The hosts translate global news into Hmong, Yao, and Laotian. But the teleconferences are also a global forum for Hmong people around the world to share their own local news with one another. Yang says people can call in to report on important events, like the death of a community leader.
If something happening, you know, important elderly for the Hmong community who pass away in Salt Lake City, you know, nobody know, right? So we also open for them to tell us.
While Longcheng Radio is based in Minnesota, its programs include reports from Hmong communities in Europe and Southeast Asia, with news that matters to them.
They just have like a half an hour news telling what they're doing down there, planting crop, corn, and weather, you know.
Today, Xia Wang in Washington State participates on the teleconferencing line. She sings a traditional love song from home.
Okay. Vila, vila, lulang, tuya, lulang.
She says sharing with others over the phone helps her connect to people who have gone through the same challenges, like losing their family to war and trying to make a new life in a foreign country.
May I so mad, may I so feel bad for me.
Me, I was so mad. I felt so bad for myself. Sometimes I would just go crazy. Thinking about everything too much, remembering. I was thinking, oh, maybe I'm the only one in the world who has these problems. Maybe there's no one like me. No one's lived through what I have.
But realizing that everyone on the phone line understands her life, she says, makes her feel better and makes her happy. For VOA News, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock in Seattle, Washington.
Hello, Bonho.
Hello, I'm from the Lu Shua.